I'm Eric Harley. We're at the Great American Trucking Show in Dallas, Texas. The TCA Highway Angel Program has been going on for many years. It goes back to 1997. It's a great program. Joining us right now is Alan Wilcher with Roadrunner Expedite and his fiance, Sierra Sugar. They saved another truck driver from a burning truck just this past Thursday afternoon. The driver, a 17-year Army vet, was asleep in his truck when his reefer unit caught fire at a Love's truck stop in St. Joseph, Missouri. Alan, welcome to the program. Tell me, what was going through your head when you saw this truck on fire and you decided to go help this driver?
Well, thank you for having me on. It's just where the driver was and if he was safe, and I couldn't see the driver and nobody knew where he was, so time to get the driver out of the truck.
Yeah. Did you suspect he might be in a sleeper?
Yeah, he was asleep because nobody found him. Nobody could find him.
Yeah. So you're thinking in the sleeper.
In the sleeper.
Amazing, because we've heard similar stories over the years of drivers being heroes, and certainly you both are heroes. And it's foreign to us people who have not been in this situation, because we always think that we might not have that in us to do something like that because we're fearing for our own safety. Were you concerned for your own safety?
No, sir. I'm not a hero. I just did something that everybody else that was around should have did. Mm. There was eight or nine other people just standing around going, "Ooh, look at the fire."
Yeah.
When I asked where the driver was, nobody knew. That's when it's,
yeah,
get him out of the
gotta
truck.
Gotta be in the sleeper.
Find if he's in the truck.
Wow.
I was about to break his window when I seen him going out the other side of the truck.
Yeah, yeah. And Sierra, what was going through your mind here as you're watching Alan essentially jump to this? Were you concerned for Alan's safety? What were you thinking?
Wasn't thinking about his safety, pretty much the driver as well. I was a nurse for 20 years before I went on the road with him. Mm. He didn't even put the truck in neutral. It was in gear. He jumped out and was, he said, "I'm sorry, babe." I was like, "No, go, go, go." And I pulled it back in neutral and pulled the brake and watched him, and I was waiting to see, you know, if the trucker was in there, and I was angry at the other truckers that were standing around watching, not doing anything.
Wow.
Was really upset about that.
Wow.
And
wow.
Actually, when the trucker finally woke up and got out, Alan ran around, got back in the truck, put it in gear, and we pulled up a little bit. And when we got out, I still wasn't even worried about him. I was more concerned about the truck driver. Was
right.
He in shock? Was there smoke inhalation? And he teases me. I almost came over the top of his head trying to get out of the truck.
You know, it's we've heard this before where, and I think that people, I call them mom and pop, that aren't familiar with the trucking industry would be amazed at how many former nurses are on the road,
mm-hmm,
and out there. And I've heard in situations where it's needed, you know, someone with that expertise was there. And I know that other driver is thankful for you having that knowledge in that moment, because I'm sure it did come into play at some point. Your nursing experience came into play.
A little bit. The driver, like I said, Alan said he was a 17-year Army vet.
Yeah.
His training in the Army, he recovered very quickly.
Yeah.
He was fine. Alan got him out of the truck.
Yeah.
Just in the nick of time.
Wow.
And
wow.
Literally. And
wow.
So thankfully there was no physical damage, you know, to the driver.
Yeah.
And Alan doesn't think he was a hero.
Nope,
I think he always is, in my eyes.
Yeah.
I don't think I was a hero. We were doing just what everybody should have done, really.
Been doing. Yeah.
Drivers
yeah.
need to step up and start taking care of each other.
Yeah. And what would you share in closing here with Alan, with other drivers? What would you say to them, you know, based on your experience of what happened just the other day?
Be more vigil. You know, keep an eye on what's going on around you. Look out for the other drivers. If
yeah.
you see something wrong, hey, wake them up. You
right.
know, they might get a little mad at you, but they'll realize, okay, he just helped me out.
Yeah.
Or she just helped me out. Or,
right.
You know, just come on.
Yeah.
Let's get back to the brotherhood where we used to be.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, we want to thank our friends from Roadrunner for sharing you with us today. By the way, how long have you been with Roadrunner?
We've been with Roadrunner Transportation since October of last year.
Yeah.
And with Roadrunner Expedite, about 4 months.
Yeah. Nice, nice. Well, we appreciate y'all being out there. Certainly, we know that that driver appreciates y'all having your eyes open and jumping to his rescue on that day. And we just can't thank you enough for being on with us today. Thank you so much. Thank you to Roadrunner Expedite for having you with us today. We appreciate
that
as well.
Thank you.
Thank you.